Hello and welcome to episode 282 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? This is Alonzo Bowden, and I appreciate you listening. And I got to tell you, right now, I truly feel like a late night quiet storm DJ. Everyone's always told me I have one of those voices. Well, I got to tell you, it's a little after midnight in LA. The only sound outside are the coyotes and occasional owl. And here I am talking into the mic recording. So who knows? Maybe I've found my destiny. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, I appreciate it, and you've obviously found me. Recently, through All Things Comedy, we switched from SoundCloud to Art19, so some people are saying they're having a hard time finding my podcast. Still on Apple, and also on my YouTube channel, so you can just subscribe there to Alonzo Bowden's YouTube channel, and I'm here. Again, if you're listening, obviously you found it. As always, I ask you to tell a friend. Thursday, I did something I haven't done in 4 months. I did live comedy in front of an audience. It was just absolutely an amazing feeling. Let me tell you people something, that when we say thank you for coming out, when I say I appreciate you coming to the show, you might think I'm just talking, but I'm telling you, there is nothing like doing comedy in front of a live crowd. That's how it's meant to be done. I was at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Mal Hall, who's opened for me numerous times, I was doing a guest spot on his show. There were about 35 people there, social distance within the club. We had to wear masks when we were off stage, all of that. That's okay. That's just how it's done. But to be in front of those 35 people and to feel that energy and to create was absolutely amazing. So I look forward to doing that again. It may be delayed. My live show that I was going to do at the Americade Motorcycle Rally in Lake George, New York, that's been canceled. We were going to do it outdoors in a parking lot. There's lots of comedy going on in that drive-in type situation, but they had to cancel this one. And I'm still scheduled for the Punchline in Atlanta, but I gotta say, that's supposed to be July 24th to 26th. The way things are looking in Atlanta, I mean, those streets are hot. I'm gonna talk about that in a second, but I don't know if this gig's gonna happen. And I don't know if it should happen. Listen, in the grand scheme of things, me hitting a comedy club is pretty low in importance right now. So that's what's going on with me. I will be back at the Nowhere Comedy Club. I'm doing another Zoom show through Nowhere on July 19th at 6 p.m. NowhereComedyClub.com. Please, please grab a ticket. Check it out. It's fun. I did it before. This one will be better because they're better at it. I'm going to be better at it, and we're going to have a ball. So please just support that. I appreciate it. So this week's podcast, I'll tell you right now, there is enough bad news. You don't need me to recap it. This past weekend, 2 8-year-olds were killed by random shootings in Alabama. A little boy, Royta Giles Jr., 8 years old, shot and killed at the Galleria Mall, caught in a crossfire between some fucking idiots. And in Atlanta, a little girl, Sequoria Turner, shot and killed. Still not sure what happened there. It seems that it was a parking lot that was barricaded, and for some reason her mother, I guess, was driving and tried to enter the parking lot, and there were armed people in the parking lot, and they started shooting the car, and they killed the 8-year-old girl. So they're looking for the people who did the shooting there. And you know, there's no words for this. It's just horrific and painful and tragic, and just, I don't know. We, you know, corona cases spiking everywhere, going up. Fauci talked about this, and it's happening. We opened too soon, and people have total disrespect for the rules. That's the problem. People have a total disrespect for the rules. Social distancing, wearing masks, being considerate of others. Just people, I don't give a shit. And people are getting sick. You know, Herman Cain got the virus at Trump's rally in Tulsa. And it doesn't matter. You know, numbers are spiking here in California, where we did a pretty good job. We did a pretty good job. Some say we did a pretty good job to Memorial Day. Then we opened the beaches. And then we opened the restaurants and the bars. And people got out. And they're saying the worst places are bars because, you know, people are in close proximity. They're talking. They're taking off their masks to eat and drink. And alcohol is lowering any inhibitions and common sense. And that's going on. But and then you have the places like Florida, where the governor still just refuses to listen to any science. And Georgia's bad. Texas is bad. Now states are talking about possibly banning travel between states, something that's never been done, and on and on. So like I said, if you need bad news, just turn on the TV or whatever. I'm going to try to give you some stupid. I like stupid. Stupid's fun. And with that, we have no shortage of it. So let's start at the top. You know it, baby hands. Now, I'm not going to go into Trump's little racist speech at Mount Rushmore Friday. It's Monday, so let's go with his racist tweets on Monday. Now, Trump's reached a point where, you know, obviously, no thinking person is supporting him, is backing him. He's crossed over to a point that there's no, you can't even think about it. There was a great quote I read. Patrick Gespard, who worked for Barack Obama, I believe he worked in a Barack Obama campaign, had just a great quote. The Republican Party, this is him, the quote. The Republican Party under Donald Trump has become a party wandering aimlessly in the street, talking to itself and responding to itself. And all the rest of us have become the pedestrians trying to avoid that guy. Yes, he is that guy. The Republicans have become that guy. So this morning, Trump sent out his racist tweet. And again, it's the only thing he has left. He's got to appeal to his racist, most racist base on the lowest common denominator, because that's all he's got. So he tweeted a thing about Bubba Wallace, and Bubba Wallace should make an apology for the fake racism incident, and that NASCAR didn't do well because they took down the flags. In other words, Trump is supporting the Confederate flags. Now, forget about the truth, okay? And the truth is, first of all, Bubba Wallace did not report the noose. The noose was reported by his team to NASCAR, and then he was told about it. And while the FBI did find that the noose was put up last October, it is a noose. It is a noose. It is not a normal rope pull for a garage door. It was identified as a noose. And then he's defending the Confederate flags and the Confederate statues, which is mainly a problem because it's an indefensible position. And you could, well, just ask Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who, this is the thing about McEnany, and this is where I feel for her. She got on the administration too late. She's probably not going to get the "I used to work for Trump" book deal. You know what I mean? Like, she probably won't get that book deal. So this, all she got to do here is try. She's auditioning for a job with Fox News. She got to get that gig. She's blonde. She'll say anything. Good luck to her, whatever. But she was trying to defend Trump, and the press was basically taking her apart statement by statement, and she just doubled and tripled down on it. So, you know, you're like, well, that's bad. No, that's just first story warming up. Because Kanye decided he wants to run for president. Yeah, Kanye. And I think the best shutdown, and all weekend other celebrities were just saying, "I'm running for president," right? We had Tiffany Haddish said she's going to run for president, and a number. But, you know, Jamie Foxx, who I got mad respect for Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx simply said, "We ain't got time for this clown shit." Okay, we ain't got time for this clown shit. There's too much going on, Kanye. Why don't you and your ego just fuck off? All right, just go away somewhere, anywhere. Just, and of course, Kanye gets backed by who? Elon Musk, because there's only one ego. There's only the three of them. Trump, Kanye, and Musk, the same person. Ego beyond belief. Well, at least Musk is a smart man, and he's done a lot, but he's gone over the edge. He's crossed that tipping point into madness, believing his own hype. Kanye was brilliant in music, but he stopped making it, and then he started making music for Jesus, which tried to profit on that, and blah, blah, blah. Enough of this clown shit. Jamie Foxx, I feel so, he's one of those guys, I'm honored to know him, and I'm more honored that he knows me. There are some people in this business that I'm just like, wow, love talking to him. So I met Jamie Foxx a few years ago at an event in Washington, D.C., where I performed, and he was in the audience, and he loved what I did. And I thanked him afterwards for playing me so much. He used to have a station on Sirius called The Foxhole that played me a lot. I said, Jamie, thank you, because you made me some money through The Foxhole. And we laughed about it. And I've run into him a couple of times, and he even said that when he does a special, he wants me to write for him. So hopefully I'll get a chance. I saw a picture of him. He's doing Tyson's biopic. The man is in shape. It is unbelievable. So again, just his work ethic, his talent, his intelligence, his love of the art, everything about Jamie Foxx is amazing. Kanye, enough of this clown shit. This is something I'm going to talk about that bothers me. You know, the cancel culture, I get it. There are some things, like maybe some people are like, cancel Kanye. And if you feel that way, I'm okay with that. You know, that's all I can say. I don't even want to give him that energy. That's my new thing, man. I try not to give too much energy to idiots, you know, repeating what they said and retweeting what they said. We know, you know, stupid. You know stupid when you see it. You've heard me before. Stupid don't get tired. Stupid's out there working right now. It's after midnight. Stupid ain't tired. Stupid's working hard. That's why I'm working hard. So, this cancel Hamilton thing. Now, Hamilton, if you don't know, has been released by Disney streaming. And they're showing it. And I saw it Sunday. I was lucky enough to see it live. If you were lucky enough to see Hamilton live, then I don't even need to tell you how incredible it was. I will tell you this about Hamilton. I have never paid that much for a ticket to see anything, sporting event, anything. It was worth every penny. I paid $900 per ticket to see Hamilton, and it was worth it. And yeah, that's a lot of money. I ain't that rich, but everyone told me about it, and it was getting ready to leave LA. There were like 5 shows left, and I had to go. So you got to pay, and it was worth every penny. So the televised version is with the original cast. People are saying cancel Hamilton because the show doesn't go deep into the slave owners, the fact that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and other founding fathers were slave owners. Hamilton didn't own slaves. Hamilton traded in slaves. Rich family, his wife's family owned slaves, so he was involved, blah, blah. I get it. I totally get it. But this show isn't about that. This show is just art and creativity. And here's the thing, and this is why I support Hamilton. So many people of color got work out of this. So many unbelievably talented people of color got to hit the Broadway stage, win Tony Awards. And I've been seeing them everywhere since, you know, from One is a Star in She's Gotta Have It, the Netflix series by Spike Lee. There's another one. I see him in the show Snowpiercer. I see him in movies. There's a woman in there that she's gone on to TV series and the numerous touring companies of Hamilton. Okay, I didn't see the original cast. I saw the LA Touring Company. Unbelievable, the talent on that stage. And these are people who would not get jobs otherwise. There aren't that many jobs for people of color in musical theater. Okay, let's be real about this. There are people upset that Hamilton has black characters play white people. You know, and this is some of the cancel Hamilton people. It's brilliant. That's great. What a statement that is in itself, to have a black man playing Thomas Jefferson or Alexander Hamilton or Aaron Burr or George Washington, and the women, the super talented, even the background dancers. Let me tell you something. One of the things I loved about the show, blew my mind. The dancers also like set the stage, like they're moving furniture and changing the set scene to scene, so it's seamless and it's part of the show. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Just, and I'm not a musical guy. I know nothing about theater, but this blew me away. And the idea of cancel it because it's not accurate on the history. One of the people involved in this simply said that, you know, Hamilton is not a history lesson, it's art. You need to, here's the quote. To those of you using hashtag cancel Hamilton, you need to learn to separate fact from fiction. Hamilton is a goddamn Broadway musical, not a history lesson. Blah, 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 and on and on. I shouldn't even say blah, blah, blah. So, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator, has been doing interviews and said it's not accurate on slavery, and he feels kind of bad about that. But here's the thing. Just this discussion teaches us about it, right? Just the discussion that, hey, it's not accurate, then they give the accuracy of the fact these guys were slave traders. Like, that's the truth. So the truth is getting out anyway. But to cancel this, to destroy something that is this incredible, this creation, the art, the theater, the feeling, the emotion, everything about it. Listen to me, I'm gushing. It's ridiculous because it's historically inaccurate. Yeah, but this isn't the same as changing the names of military bases that are named after Confederate generals. This isn't the same as tearing down statues of Confederate soldiers or whatever you want to call them. This is a different thing. So no, I don't buy into it for a minute. I'm not buying into cancel Hamilton. And thankfully, you know, Disney does its best to stay woke, because Disney's a business. Disney's a monster, and Disney understands woke is good for business. Disney made a deal with Colin Kaepernick. Disney's, you know, this is, and I've said this before, I'll say it again. When it comes to corporations and racism and being woke and Black Lives Matter and caring, to me, the best thing they do is when they get a racist, they fire them. So that, I'm good with that. So whatever Disney's doing, you know, Disney is Disney. Disney will be Disney. But Disney showing Hamilton to the masses while we're locked down or self-quarantined or whatever you want to call it is a beautiful thing. So no, I'm not buying into cancel Hamilton. Not even a little bit. I love it. Watch it. See it. See it and call me wrong. See it. Watch it on TV and just imagine being there live and tell me I'm wrong. As my friend Maranzio Vance, who I love, who ain't a big fan of Hamilton, by the way, but I love Maranzio. I'll use the Maranzio line. I love Hamilton. Fight me. All right. That's how I feel about that. Now, I don't even know where to go with these stories, so I'm just gonna go in the order I have them written down. So, Hilary Duff, you know, the actress, she posted about kids having a pool party in her neighborhood. She lives in the hills above Hollywood. She said there were girls in bikinis wearing their Louboutins lined up to go into the pool party like they were at a club, etc., etc. You know what? I'm okay with that. And I'll tell you why. This is why. Well, when I say I'm okay with that, let me correct it. I understand. You know why? Because they're in their 20s. Okay? Think back. If you're older, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, think back to when you're in your 20s. You were an idiot. I was an idiot in my 20s. In my 20s, it was my cocaine addiction. In my 20s, I was doing things on motorcycles that would utterly ridiculous, splitting lanes at 90 miles an hour, whatever. You know why? Because in your 20s, you're indestructible. You're indestructible. And these kids are they've been locked down, quarantined, whatever you want to call it. These are rich kids. If they're partying in the Hollywood Hills and Louboutins, these ain't struggling kids. But anyway, these kids who are partying in Vegas, at the pool, at the Cosmopolitan or whatever, you know what? They've been locked down and they're tired. They got a chance to go out and I'm not saying they're right. They're wrong. They're going to get sick. A lot of them are going to get sick, but they think they're indestructible and they want to have a good time. I'm not mad at them for that because I understand being that young and dumb. Okay, there's a reason the words young and dumb go together, because that's what it is. Now, I'm not saying, like, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, if they're having them there, they're having them everywhere. They're doing coronavirus parties, and the kids are putting in money into a pool, and the first kid at the party to test positive wins the money in a pool. I'm not talking about that. That's just stupid. That's just tempting fate and whatever. What's that you say? A good way to thin the herd. Okay, I'll buy that. But if you're in your 20s and you're taking dumb chances, it'd be better if you wore a mask. Let me tell you something. I have no doubt that there are young women who can make masks look hot. You know what I mean? They'll come up with a way to have their mask match their bikini and whatever. They'll work it. It's what they do. You've seen Instagram. Come on. You know they'll figure it out. I'm not mad at them for doing that. They're being 20s. But it's the adults. It's the adults that are... It's inexcusable. The behavior of some so-called adults is absolutely inexcusable. So let me... where do we start? Let's start in Oregon, in a Costco, where a woman, they call her Costco Karen, and some people are saying enough with the Karen thing, stop giving these idiots this cute little name and call them what they are, idiots. COVIDiot is a great word. So she's in Costco, and this woman, judging from the video, I'm going to say is in her 40s. I'm going to say that, maybe a little older. She's at the counter at Costco. The Costco employee says, why are you not wearing a mask? She starts to talk about a medical condition. Then she just says, I'm not wearing a mask because I'm an American, and sits on the floor. Sits on the floor. I'm a U.S. citizen. And they said, that's fine. But Costco's private property. So this isn't like you're outside in public. This is private property. Private property is allowed to make rules. Again, another great hypocrisy of the Republican Party. Private enterprise can refuse to serve gays or blacks or Mexicans or whatever other that they don't want. We are a private company. The government can't tell us what to do. Then they walk into Costco, a private company that says, hey, if you want to be in here, you have to wear a mask. I'm an American. The woman sat on the floor. Okay, imagine a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, you know when they throw these tantrums, 2-year-olds, when they lay on the floor screaming? This is what she did. This is a grown woman. This is not 20-something drunk going to a party. This is a grown-ass woman. And who knows what happened, but and when I say that, the general manager came and had to deal with this, and, you know, God bless him. You got enough trouble running a Costco during a pandemic without having to deal with this shit. But this is a grown woman doing this, okay? There was another one. Well, I'm gonna wrap up on Phoenix, all right? So let me go through a little more stupid. In Yellowstone, a woman was gored by a bison because she wanted to take a picture with a bison. She got within 10 feet of a bison 3 times before, and they warned, they start huffing and scraping the ground. The bison more or less warns you, like, you come over here again, I'm a bison your ass. I'm a bison. Look at the size of me. Look at the size of me. I'm a bison your ass. And she's like, I need a closer picture. I got another picture. One more picture. And he bisoned her ass. So she got gored. I can't feel sorry for somebody who does that. I'm saying, yeah, the hell is wrong with you? You got within 10 feet of an animal that's probably damn near 10 feet long. weighs tons. Anytime you're around something that the weight is in is over 1,000 pounds, you keep your distance, keep your eyes open, and don't take pictures. Stay behind a fence. That's all. I was talking about this the other day. Another person fell into the Grand Canyon taking pictures. We talked about this when I did the Fear Not podcast. How far do you walk in the Grand Canyon? Keep an eye on the mules, all right? The mules, they're there all the time. They're doing tours all the time. If the mule stops walking, you stop walking, all right? Hey, the mule don't want to get any closer to the edge. You probably shouldn't get any closer to the edge. Guess why they built the fence? Just saying. Just saying. This is just thinning the herd. I can't feel sorry for them. They've found... I don't mean to laugh at this, but there are times when comedy writes itself. So, they have found a brain-eating amoeba in Florida. Okay, health officials in Florida have discovered a rare brain-eating amoeba. You don't have to worry about it. If it's a brain-eating amoeba and it's in Florida, it'll starve itself. I'm sorry. It'll start. Yeah, I know the joke writes itself. What do you want from me? It'll starve itself to death. It's bad. It causes a brain infection and blah, blah, blah. But Florida? Really? You picked Florida? Let me tell you why Florida is a problem. And this is where stupidity becomes tragic. A 70-year-old Fort Myers resident died from COVID-19 complications last month. Now, that's happened, unfortunately, well over 100,000 times. But here's the problem. Carson Davis was a cancer survivor with an ongoing autoimmune disorder. In other words, high-risk person. High-risk person, right? Should be protected, etc. Her mother, her parents took her to a 100-person church event where people were not required to wear face masks. During the 9 days that followed, she was given hydroxychloroquine, that shit that Trump said to take, which is the doctor said this will kill you. If you're prone to sickness, that drug will kill you. It will cause heart, and this poor woman is dead. Dead. Yeah. They didn't bring her in. They gave her oxygen from her grandfather's portable oxygen machine. When they finally brought her to the hospital, she died the next day. Way, Florida. And this isn't a joke, Florida. It's tragic. What the fuck is wrong with people? How you just... I don't know. I honestly don't know how you deal with that. It's a shame that girl died. It is. It's a sad, but it's an unnecessary death. And it's these people who, you know, you can't fight this kind of stupidity. Here's another one that I read. There are men not wearing masks because they don't consider it masculine. How weak is your masculinity? How soft are you? These are the guys you see yelling in the face of somebody. And Dr. Fauci wore a mask with a team emblem, I think the Washington Nationals on it, to show that men can wear masks. Fuck off. If you don't have to have your team emblem on you, put a fucking mask on. Is that it? Is that the thing to be a real man? Real men risk their families' lives. Real men spread disease because I'm a real man. You want to be a real man like that? Go sleep in your fucking truck. Stay away from people. It's unbelievable. Really, a mask is not masculine? I think, I don't walk around saying, I'm masculine, I'm a real man, but I do all right in the masculine department. I think I'm man enough, and I wear a mask. When I go in the store, I put on my mask. If I don't have a mask, I don't go in the store. It's happened. Sometimes I'm on my motorcycle, I forgot my damn mask. Can't go in the store. Don't walk in. I'm a biker. Some bitch, I'm real man. Ain't gonna wear a mask. And if you ask me to wear a mask, I'm gonna sit on the floor and cry. You wonder why Europe won't let us in. You wonder why Canada's like, we don't want you. Really? What the hell? So, I told you I was gonna close on Phoenix. Am I giving Am I giving Florida a break? Maybe I am. I don't know. And when I laugh at Florida, I'm not laughing at the 17-year-old girl who died, because that's just a horrible tragedy. I laugh at the forced ignorance that goes on to people who ignore not just warnings, but ignore the actual disease. So let's move over to Arizona. And here's another place I love, by the way. Man, I love Phoenix. I love the Phoenix, Scottsdale area. I briefly held a condo there, lost it in a real estate crash. But you know, who knows? I may retire there one day. I'm serious. I love that area. If you've been there, you know it's beautiful. And this is that. And it's one of those places that, for the most part, is a blue island in a sea of red. And some of those cities are really cool. I like Phoenix. Now, I don't like this idiot woman. Some woman went to a Target and she recorded herself destroying the face mask display. She literally went, you've seen this on Twitter, just Google woman in Florida destroys mask, whatever, you'll find it. So she's literally just narrating her stupidity. Finally, we meet the end of the road. This is what she says. And she's tearing down the mask and she's, I'm done playing games. This shit is over. We don't want this anymore. Two employees approach her and say, stop. And the woman, why? You let everyone else do it. I can't do it because I'm a blonde white woman. No, you can't do it because you're a fucking idiot. Oh, she also mentioned that she wears a $40,000 Rolex watch. So hopefully Target sues her, but that'd be another story. So I guess she's trying to relate it to looting, I guess. Lady, if you're looting, you're doing it all wrong. See, your looting is done during the riot, at night, while the place is closed. You hit and run. You don't stand at the display, filming yourself and yelling. You're really not good at looting, Karen. You gotta study the videos. So, of course, the police arrested her, and while being approached by the police, she claimed to be a spokesperson for the White House and a conspiracy and part of QAnon. And she told the officers, call President Trump because I talk to him all the time. And you know what? That's honestly, it's believable. Wouldn't be surprised if she does talk to him all the time. And finally, because you know, I'm not going to leave you on bad news or stupid news. We're going to go with snark. There's a vintage shop in Phoenix called Antique Sugar. And the woman just got tired of people like this woman who went off in Target, coming into her store, refusing to wear masks. I'm an American, blah, 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 blah. She put up a sign out front. I will read the sign to you. If you choose not to wear a mask, we respectfully ask that you postpone your visit. We'll be happy to debate the efficacy of masks with you when this is all over and you come in to sell your dead grandmother's clothes. Now, some people are saying that's too harsh. I don't think it's too harsh. I think she absolutely has a right to say that. Good for her. Yeah, you'll be back. You'll be back. Sorry for your dead grandmother, but you'll be back. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't go into a store. You don't go into a store not wearing a mask looking for trouble, all right? Doesn't make you more manly. Just makes you look stupid. Stop it. There used to be a saying, and a friend of mine, he used to use this quote, you know, he's something about basically the world would be better. Wouldn't the world be better if stupid hurt? You know what? Stupid does hurt. Stupid hurts. Stupid costs lives. And that's the sad part of it. If it was just funny, I'd love it. But stupid costs lives, and we can't. This is untenable. We cannot continue this. As a nation, we have to figure out something. I don't know what, because there are these hardcore people who refuse to listen to any science, listen to any truth, and think everything is an attack on them. It's not an attack, but I don't know how you talk to them. I don't know how you reason with people like that. I honestly don't. So I'm just going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep showing up. You guys keep showing up. You're paying attention. I appreciate you. You're probably wearing a mask, probably getting some cool mask. I ordered a Hulk mask, okay? Want masculine? I'm going to get a Hulk mask. What could be more masculine than a Hulk mask? And then I have to get it extended because they don't make masks in extra large. And I seem to have a big ass head. But I'm going to wear a Hulk mask. Maybe that'll be man enough for those guys. God bless you. Stay safe. Try to find the funny. Give yourself a break from the news. Keep laughing. Try to stay cool. It's getting hot out here. Be careful. Good God, we're shooting each other again. Just the part of us getting back to normal, we're going to start shooting each other again. Man, so sad. July 19th, Nowhere Comedy Club. I'm back on Zoom. I'll be doing a show. You know, I'm going to shoot for the funny. I'm rusty, but I got to get in front of live people, and I still got it. I love you. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? You are, and I appreciate it.